broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
There's probably going to be a big group of people that
I'm checking TMZ, as I do every day, to know if I have to go to work.
I'm now in hour six of what is usually my...
Who want to consider? Shoot. Tina Fey or Sarah Palin?
Almost as big as me.
Want to make it out?
Yeah. World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. It's a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch, and we go places other talk shows, well, they just can't go. So we got to go there. And we don't have a problem going there. Republicans, conservatives, and you know, I'm really happy that we're doing the show that we're doing tonight, because we have to break it down. I often say, oh, let's not talk about the divide, the political divide. Let's not talk about the... let's not talk about the ideologies. We have to. We have to, folks. I would like to think that we don't. We have to. We have to. So if we have to talk about ideology, we're talking Republican, we're talking Democrat, we're talking conservative, we're talking progressive. And many Republicans have expressed a desire to return to workplace immigration raids. We're going to be talking with Father James McCordis from Belmar Academy in Glendale, California, in just a moment. He is a Catholic priest who does a great deal of work, as do some of the other diocesan priests. And when I say that word, that means diocese priests. And we're going to talk with him in a moment about that. 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL. And don't forget the Phil Hendry Show website at philhendryshow.com, and get a backstage pass and check out the live streaming video of our show that's on right now. Here is the story. And Father McCordis, how are you?
Well, I'm doing well, and it's a beautiful evening here, and I thank you for having me on this discussion on your seminar this evening. I'm very, very grateful to be allowed to weigh in on this.
I'm very happy to have you, Father. Deportations of illegal immigrants have reached new heights for 2 years under President Obama's statistics show. But Republicans say they'll use their new majority in the House to press for more aggressive enforcement without any path to legal status. They want more job raids. They want more workplace raids. Arrests from workplace or worksite raids for immigration-related offenses, such as using a forged driver's license or a fake Social Security number, have dropped by 70% since the end of the Bush administration. So Republicans want this back. I'm assuming you're opposed to this.
I am opposed to it, and I'm opposed to it for a great many reasons. But I, for the most part, I'm opposed to this because of its lack of humanity and its lack of compassion, its lack of the looking at the reality of the situation for a great many of our immigrants here in the Los Angeles area. And where we are here in the western part of the Los Angeles County, the northwestern part of Los Angeles County, and we border the L.A. city here in Glendale. So I've seen in my diocese, in my parish, I've seen an uptick in undocumented workers in this parish of 63% since the end of the Bush administration.
And, well, isn't that proving a point? Isn't that saying they're more illegals?
I look at it quite differently. I look at it this way. It's giving me an opportunity to serve an individual that has been driven from his own country because of the economy in that country. He's been driven from his own country because of the high crime rate. He's been driven from his own country because of the corruption and the criminality of his own government. And it comes to a country where there is a wonderful country, America, and there is a legal protection, and there is a chance for these people to start anew. And I cannot think of anything worse than to lend my efforts and to lend my energies to any program that would send these people back.
All right, Father, I got to ask you, though. Illegal is illegal, and I, with all due respect to you, you're a priest, and you live. The matters that you deal with are spiritual matters.
No, Phil. I live. You're wrong. I live in the corporal world as well. We deal in not only spiritual but corporal matters. We deal in the physical as well as the spiritual world. These are people that live physical lives.
And I understand that, but the law says that they're not allowed to be here. You want these raids to be to not take place. How do we enforce the law?
How do we enforce God's law?
That's not answering the question.
But I'm going to answer the question by giving you a statement, and then I'll answer the question. I know that you were raised Catholic, and I know that you went to a Catholic high school, I know that you went to a Catholic grade school, and when the father talked to you about the catechism and God's love, you listened to the father. I'd like you to listen to me now.
All right.
God put us here for one reason and one reason only, is to love each other. God put us here for another reason, in concert with that love, was to love his only son, Jesus Christ. And I see Jesus in every man and every woman that I meet every day. And there is no difference between an illegal immigrant or a regular immigrant or a regular American citizen. Jesus Christ lives in every one of them. And as a Catholic priest, I have to remind the authorities, whether it be a talk show host like Phil Hendry, who is a good man and I know him, but you're the big talk show host, or it's the big mayor of the city, I have to remind him this is the community of Jesus Christ, this is the family of Jesus Christ, this is the corporal as well as spiritual body of the Savior, and I'm a Catholic priest. Why would they want to argue with me when I tell them it's not a Christian thing to do?
Father, you know...
Why, no, but why would they want to argue with me when I tell them it's not a Christian thing to do, to take these people and put them back into Mexico instead of helping them? And I helped them, and they helped me, and together, my parish has flourished since we've had these people coming north of the border.
How are the folks helping you?
How are they helping me? I helped them find work. And they help support my parish.
So they're by donations?
By donations. By donations. And when we receive those donations, and, you know, these old saying, Phil, that I, you know, you scratch my back, I scratch yours, and one hand washes the other. The unchristian attitude of the local California authorities.
What do you mean by one hand washes the other? What does that mean? I mean, you have a community of illegal immigrants there that come to your parish that you are the spiritual shepherd of. I understand that. You know, you're right. I went to Catholic school, and I know all about that. And, you're helping them find work, which is illegal. You're saying that they're supporting you.
They're supporting our parish. John 1:17 says, for the law was given through Moses, grace, and truth comes through Jesus Christ. We follow the law of God, set to us through Moses and Jesus. Would not deposit these hard-working men and women if they were not also going to send their love through their own hands to me, and I to them. And I had a meeting with the city council and the county to try to get this through their heads, that when they take these illegals, you see, it's Christian love. It's also, and you've got me talking about something that I didn't, this has got nothing to do with what we're saying, but it's also, yes, what they give to me and what I give back to them.
So let me get our numbers, 877-876-7445, 877-876-7445. What are you doing now? So they give you money?
Of course they give us money. They put their money in a donation basket on Sunday.
And all right, so that's what you're talking about, right?
That's exactly what I'm...
When you said one hand washes the other, are they giving you money to support the parish? See, what I'm trying to figure out here is, these are men and women who are here illegally that are part of your flock. I guess INS could descend any day they want on your church service, couldn't they?
I don't think they dare. I don't think they've got... I will tell you, I think it would take a tremendous amount of gall to come into the Catholic celebration of the Mass and arrest people in front of their children and send them by way of a police van back to the border with Mexico. I think it would take an enormous amount of gall. These people do, and they have started a process that I cannot give up on, Phil. If they give me money to protect them, what am I supposed to say?
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're giving you money.
They gave me money because they say to me, Father McCordis, will you protect us? And I say to them, yes, if I let them go back to Mexico, I'm not holding up my end of the bargain.
Are they giving you donations, or are they...
They're giving us donations. This is not... I'm not having people pay me. They're giving us donations.
Are they paying you, though, through the donation basket?
Yes. For the most part, they are. They give us an envelope that is not part of the basket. It is some because they miss the mass. They'll leave an envelope either with our housekeeper, who is Mrs. Gonzalez, or they can give it to me, certainly, or they can mail it.
What is this a part of their earnings?
Well, the Bible tells us 10% of what you tithe. But you're missing the point here. You're missing the point here. The point is that if they're spiritual leaders, I am there to protect them so that when the Republicans want to send in INS and they want to raid these immigrants and send them back to Mexico, and they've just paid me 10% of their weekly, I've got to step in and say something.
Do all illegal immigrants actually attend the church, or do they just stop by with their cash and leave? You know,
that is an absolute slander, and what an insult.
Well, I have to ask you, you know, are they all Catholic?
That is an absolute insult. Absolute insult to ask me. I consider it a slander and an insult.
Father, I have to ask the question, though. Okay.
And you've asked your question, and I refuse to answer your slanderous and insulting question.
My question, Father, was simply, are they...
I heard your question.
I want to... Are they Catholic? Do they attend the church? Or are they just giving you money so that you keep the immigration off of them?
I've answered with the following statement. I'll answer again. It's a slanderous and insulting question that I will not dignify with the response.
All right, our number is 877-876-7445. Your call's next for our guest, Father James McQuarters, talking about the illegal immigrant, the immigration raids that Republicans want to get started again. Father McQuarters doesn't want to see it happen. He has a lot of illegals that are attending, or some that don't attend, his church. But he's apparently receiving at least cash to keep the INS off of their back. 877-876-7445, as we talk to Father James McQuarters on Republicans wanting immigration raids to return to the workplace, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Absolutely slanderous.
Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 877-876-7445. Republicans want to return to workplace immigration raids. Deportations of illegal immigrants have reached new heights for 2 years under President Obama, statistics show, but Republicans say they'll use the new majority to press for more aggressive enforcement. Republican lawmakers called on Obama to return to the era of workplace raids. This is a story, by the way, Father, out of the L.A. Times. Have you seen this?
Have I seen the story? I've not seen the story, Phil.
No, but have you seen more workplace raids?
We're seeing there's more of an aggressive presence, I think, of INS in the areas that we work in. I wanted to go back, though, Phil, if I could, to God's Word. Hebrews 13:2, do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. God is clearly telling us that when we bring into our home strangers, even those that one might call illegal, that we are entertaining angels unawares. We are entertaining messengers from God. It's very, very possible that we are entertaining a messenger from God in our home. And for the Immigration and Naturalization Service to come into my home, into my rectory, into the homes of any who assist the illegal immigrants in this society, and to take from that home the angel, unaware.
And we're not talking about law here, though, Father. You're quoting me the Bible. You're doing a lot of stuff here that's fine, you know, but we're not talking about law. And the law is the law.
I understand the law is the law. I'm not stupid, Phil, but to tell me that I've got to cut off from my parish a stream of revenue, and we talk about revenue stream.
All right, so it's the money that you're getting from these immigrants, okay?
And it's the help that they're getting from me one goes hand in hand with the other. You can't say, I'm getting money from the immigrants. You have to say, I'm not getting money. I'm not being paid. They're contributing to my parish, and in return, I want to help them.
All right, 877-876-7445. Let's go to a phone call here. It's Chris in Greensboro, North Carolina, listening on WZTK. Go ahead, Chris. Chris? Oh, wait a minute. I didn't even open up the guy's phone. I'm sorry. I apologize, sir, but every now and again, I don't actually open the phone line. Chris, go ahead.
Okay, no problem. Oh, Father, you're pretty much just taking kickbacks. It's like you're a priest for hire.
No, that's not true at all. If you have people who attend your service, your mass, who are members of your parish, even the Bible tells us that you're tithing to that 10%. And
but
so
it still
we
says
serve
the Bible
those...
puts everything decently in order. There are legal ways where they can come to this country. If that's
I certainly,
why we're
I certainly,
illegal aliens, because they did not come here legally.
Yes, but you have to understand that we're speaking now of spiritual matters as well as corporal matters. And the Bible tells us not to neglect the hospitality of strangers because of the entertaining of angels that are. And so, as a Catholic priest, and that is a representative of Christ on this earth, I must, I have no choice, I must help these people.
If they stopped giving you money...
If they stopped giving me money, then they would not have jobs. If they did not have jobs, they would not be here. So that's an illogical statement to make.
So it is the money.
It's not the money, no. It's not the money at all. Mr. Henry just said, what if they stopped giving you money? I say that is not going to happen because they have jobs.
If they didn't have
jobs... God will bring them out of their situation.
I do teach them how to pray.
Even no matter how bad it is over there, you saying God can't fix their situation in their country?
God can fix their situation in their country.
So why don't
I'm a priest. I'm a priest in America.
And in order, all they got to do is pray, and God will find a way.
I'm a priest in the United States of America. I work in the Los Angeles diocese in Glendale, California. I'm not a priest in Guadalajara, Jalisco, Mexico City. You see.
And but why not pray so that the situation in their home country improves so they can return?
Because if I do that, let me ask both of you gentlemen, do you pray at night that you wake up in the morning and take a pair of scissors and stab yourself? No, of course you don't.
That
you wouldn't do that.
Why would they?
Of course it makes sense. Well, that's what you want me to do.
That?
You want me to do that. You want me to pray that I will wake up in the morning and I'll cut off something.
Yeah,
why are you saying that?
Because
you're looking at. Because if you're a priest, you know God will make a way for all your needs to be met, as he would them. Like
yes.
He would not make it to where your financial revenue is from people that are here illegally.
God is helping me as well as he's helping these people. He sent these people to me so that I could help them, and he sent them to me so they'd help me. But John 3:16 says, as you know, by this we know love, but he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. And so I love these illegal immigrants, and I will protect them so long as they're making this something that is enjoyable for me. You see, in other words, you guys are confusing this.
What do you mean making it enjoyable for you? What does that mean?
You know, I really resent the way you've twisted this around. I want to help the illegals, and I do help them. And they help me.
If they end up through it all, would you still be so willing to help? If you made, if your parish made no money from this, would you still be so willing to help?
I can't. You're asking me a question. You're asking, what if there were oxygen-based life forms communicating with us from another planet? I don't even know where to begin.
If I was going to stab myself in the morning, that made no sense.
Absolutely.
If you had no money from them, your parents got no money from them, would you still be so willing to help? Because Jesus would.
It's impossible.
It's not that impossible a question to answer. You were asking us about stabbing ourselves.
Would you do that?
No.
Well, isn't that the same? Are you asking me? Are you asking me, Chris? Father, why don't you pray to God so that when you wake up in the morning, you do what Lorena Bobbitt did to her own husband, you do to yourself? Isn't
questions you're asking. My question was simple. If they did not provide any financial anything, no money whatsoever, would you still be someone to help?
I can only quote what the Bible says. Again, it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God
to the
test.
There's a yes or no.
You're putting God to the test now. You're putting God to the test.
No, he's asking you a question, Father, not God. Thank you, Chris. 877-876-7445. We'll be back with Father James McQuarters on Republicans wanting more immigration raids. Father McQuarters doesn't. We'll be back with more questions for him on the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
You don't put God to the test. You don't put me to the test.
Welcome back here, our number 877-876-7445, the Phil Hendry Show with Father James McQuarters from Belmar Academy in Glendale, California, as we talk about the Republican Party, many in the House of Representatives wanting a return to workplace arrests of illegal workers, workplace raids of illegal workers. Because Democrats hold a Senate majority and Obama has veto power, the GOP cannot force a change in the enforcement policy. But with illegal immigration likely to be a hot-button issue in the 2012 campaign season, House Republicans on the House Judiciary Subcommittee on Immigration Policy and Enforcement plan to hold hearings to criticize an administration that they claim allows illegal immigrants to take American jobs. You, Father McQuarters, have said that you are protecting illegals, and you do it because you love them and because it is part of your spiritual mission, but also they're putting money in the collection plate. You know.
Well, I don't think it's fair, though, to tie the two together. And I thought it was quite wrong of you before the last break that you took, Phil, to tie the two together.
You mentioned one family that went back to Mexico. The man had not put any money in the envelope.
It was something that I did not want to do. And you could ask anyone in the community. Ask anyone here at our parish. I did not want to call immigration and report that man's name with every dial of the phone. And I have a rotary dial phone, and you can even listen to the... Listen, I cried every time I dialed the number to IADS. And why did I do that? Why did I call them up? If I did not insist that they tithe their monies to the parish, if I did not insist that they tithe according to the biblical standard, then what is my mission on this earth? What is my life's vocation mean?
So this is about them tithing, not necessarily you getting money.
Let me, if I, just one more, Phil. From Colossians, it says, let no one pass judgment on you in question of food and drink. I am offering illegals a metaphorical food and drink in the form of protection from a very uncompassionate government, as well as don't put God to the test. I've been noticing, and I'm glad I found that quote, because you've been putting God to the test this evening, Phil, and Matthew very clearly. And I say Matthew because I know you have a great many Jewish listeners that don't care of the First Amendment. Well, it just so happens one of my very dear friends is with B'nai B'rith, and he's looking these quotes up for me. He's Jewish, but he knows the New Testament like the back of his hand, backwards and forwards. Quotes it more than he does the Old Testament. What does that tell you?
I don't know. What's it supposed to tell me?
Oh, boy. I just got done telling you I've got a Jew that looks up New Testament quotes having to do with immigration.
All right, so you feel very protected in your stance that you don't want workplace raids because you're taking money from these illegals to protect them. And I will tell you, I find that to be unconscionable. Here is Chris in Rapid City, South Dakota. Go ahead, Chris. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Okay, I guess what I would like to say is you're taking money from these people.
Oh, boy.
So you can protect these people. Now, what I hear is that you're going to send them back if they don't pay you. So you're really no different than the coyotes that are at the border taking money to illegally smuggle these people into the country.
I think that what you said there, and I heard what Mr. Hendry said, good point. He's encouraging you with a kind of a slander that I think is very unfortunate. I am not a coyote. I know what those coyotes have done to those people, because they've told me when they've come to this country what has the hellish
Don't confuse what I just said with slander. I did not call you a coyote. What I said was you're acting in the form of one. Maybe you're not as mean as and as evil as some of them.
Well, what am I supposed to do? The Bible says the tithe, even if you're a Protestant, and I don't know your faith, God tells us
Father, I'm a Catholic.
Faith. All right, you're Catholic.
Father,
you know that we tithe 10%. If I let these Mexicans get away with less, then what am I?
You know what? I never get protection by the Catholic Church for doing that. I do that
so
we can
improve our
church.
You're not an illegal immigrant. And
you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I am not an illegal immigrant. I am an American citizen. And because of that, I have the freedom of speech. You do not have the freedom to not be offended by what I say, though.
I have the freedom to tell you that you just called me a douchebag. Don't I have that freedom?
I did not.
If you called me one.
Those words did not come out of my mouth. Because because you take money from the people to protect them is the same thing a coyote does. Only because you're doing it with a smile, you're a nice guy.
I agree with that, Father. I mean, if they don't give you money, you're sending them back.
I said to you, and I'm surprised because I'm talking to two Catholic men, I said to you that the Bible mandates a 10% tithing, and if anyone in my parish does not come up with his tithe, of course I have to say to him, what happened to the envelope this week? It's light,
what he was talking about earlier, though, is now we have this great country. There's a separation of church and state. The state mandates the law. The law states that we will not allow legal immigrants to come into the country. Now,
God's law says that we will protect them because we may be entertaining angels unaware.
Well, then go on mission and protect them in Mexico.
You know how these Mexicans are. You've got to look. You have to make sure, first of all...
What does that mean, you know how these Mexicans are?
I didn't mean to put it that way. What I meant to say was, you have to look at the envelope. If it's light, what do you do?
Now, if you're looking at the envelope, you know, it sounds to me, just as this gentleman said, like coyotes, it sounds to me like you're the guy that goes around and picks up the payments for bookies, you know.
You, both of you guys have tried to turn me into some sort of Al Capone. You don't test God, that's the one quote. Where's the other one? I told you I've got this Jew that looks up, did you know that? Where's Chris?
Okay.
Chris, did you know that?
You say
I have a Jew that looks up
God.
These quotes. What's that?
You say we're testing God, okay?
Exactly.
Let's look at that. We're testing God. What? I'm trying to understand this whole testing God thing.
What is that?
Because when you test me with questions about where the money's going and you're asking me about my love for these immigrants, you're testing God. You're not testing God because I'm not God, but you're testing God through me because I'm the conduit to God as a priest. And that's what you're doing.
But you made the comment, that if they tithe 10% of their money, it's not going in the collection plate. It's being handed directly to you. So where does that go?
It goes to me, but in going to me, it's the same as going to the church.
All right, look, I'm going to move on. I thank you. Very good questions, Chris, I thought. 877-876-PHIL. And I think your questions are your answers a bit evasive, Father. If you say that the tithing of the 10% from these illegals goes to the church as if it's a donation...
Yes, it's a donation in the collection plate on Sunday. Why must you make this into a criminal enterprise?
Because when a guy didn't pay it... Your response was, you know how these Mexicans are when the envelope's light, and you called up INS.
He wanted me to call up INS. He gave me this money to protect him, and when he no longer gave me the money, it's him saying, you got me. I'm putting my hands... I don't want to be here anymore.
I think that that's... I think you're rationalizing.
Well, call it rationalizing if you want to. I am the guy that's been working with these people for a long time, Phil. And I'm shocked that you assume a knowledge and a tuition in the matter that you simply don't have. You really, there's an old saying, the poor the pair on you.
All right, hold on. 877-876-7445. Let's move to Rodney in San Antonio, Texas. Rodney, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Did John Paul state that we are supposed to obey the government unless it goes against us worshiping and praising God? So these illegal immigrants that you're protecting are disobeying the government, which is disobeying one of the greatest apostles there ever was. Second of all, if you're taking money to protect them, and yet if they're lying on money, you don't know. Maybe they had a bad week. Did not Jesus Christ say that when a woman went and put her only money in there, he said, here, here, she gave more than anybody? How do you know that they, if the guy didn't have a bad week? Maybe he was sick for 3 or 4 days. Yet you call INS.
And what is the man, and let me ask you a question. What is the man is, what is the man is basically saying to me, I want you to send me back to Mexico?
No, Father, they are not saying send me back to Mexico. There's a reason these people are up here. And it's just not to take our job. It's to have a better life. Now, I'm for them to do it right, to do it legally, Father, because all governments, all rulers, and all kings are in the palm of God's hands, and we are to obey them. Unless it goes against us worshiping and praising
exactly.
God.
And I agree with you, and I follow God. I don't necessarily follow Paul, who is the one that you first quoted. So you kind of blew it. You blew it there.
Well, he's quoting one of the apostles. He's quoting the apostle Paul, who was speaking the words of Jesus.
Okay, you're not going to follow Paul. Hold up, Father. You're not going
to
follow
Paul. You don't know that Paul never even met Jesus.
Who probably was the greatest apostle, probably was one that used the most. Yes, Father.
He didn't even know. You're talking about the apostle Paul? I don't think he hadn't met Jesus, had he?
What do you mean he hadn't met Jesus? He was an apostle.
Oh, he was not an apostle. He didn't meet Jesus on the road to Damascus and have that experience.
Wait a minute. You said an apostle, which means he would have lived with Jesus and would have been at the Last Supper if he was an apostle.
Okay, so all you follow is by the Gospels, right? That's all you're
absolutely
say follow you're
the
gospel.
And
you're going to follow
and
the gospel.
Who's the guy that got knocked off the horse? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Well, why don't you ask the Jewish guy that's looking up all the New Testament stuff for you?
Well, now you got it said.
Let's see.
Now you got it said. Now your anti-Semitism's coming out.
Anti-Semitism?
University.
I was a student at St. John's Seminary.
Father, all you're trying to do is look.
St. Thomas Morton.
You're making the Catholic name worse by what you're doing.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to get you two knuckleheads to listen.
Do you think Jesus Christ is going to sit there and say, "Oh, take this money to protect them, though they're illegally in this country"?
Jesus did say, render to God that which is God's, and to Caesar that which is Caesar's. So, I'm trying to take
exactly.
My peace.
So, they can render to God that 10% in Mexico, right?
No.
And legally, in their own...
It's written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test. And you're doing it.
You know, the last caller you said, you shall not put the Lord God to the test. We're not putting the Lord God to the test. What we're putting is... Are you being true to Christ?
We're supposed to follow God's law, and as 1 John 5:3 says, and his commandments are not burdensome. Paul got knocked off a horse. God knocked his spear
into... It also says in the Bible that you shall follow the laws of the government unless it goes against you worshiping and praising God.
All right, so what do I suppose...
All right, look, you two guys are talking over top of each other, and we do have to take a break. But I think what Rodney's trying to do here...
Rodney's trying to do... I'm the priest. Who's the priest, you or Rodney?
You are.
Uh-huh. And you two guys are sitting here trying to read me the riot act. I got my own personal... You know, you laughed, but this guy is my own personal Jewish guy looking up New Testament quotes.
What has that got to do with anything? You got your own personal Jew? You know, that sounds anti-Semitic to me.
You know, you've been trying to go down that road all hour, calling me, you know, a racist, calling me...
Well, you're going, you know how these Mexicans are, and I got my own personal Jew looking up quotes?
I do.
Thank you very much for your call, Rodney. 877-876-PHIL as we talk here to Father James McQuarters on Republicans wanting a return to workplace immigration raids. Will there be a return to workplace immigration raids? Father McQuarters does not want that to happen. Why? Because he's getting 10% tithe back to him. That is, unless they don't pay, and then he calls up INS himself. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Were you about to call me a douchebag?
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Coming up next hour is our news hour with Robert Leonard and Bud Dickman. We're talking with Father James McQuarters from Belmar Academy. It's a very, very, very important topic, the idea that some of our lawmakers, Republicans, the conservatives, they want to return to workplace immigration raids. Father McQuarters is one of, we've come to know, many clerics, pastors, men of the cloth, women of the cloth. He is a Catholic priest who is actively protecting illegals. And you are doing it by way of a 10% tithing from them. And
again, Bill, it is a slander, and I don't know why you continue to insist on...
No, I'm not saying that you're doing it. You know, you're telling me one thing, and then you say something else. You're saying you're getting a 10% tithing. If they don't give it to you, you call INS. But I don't want to talk about this. I want to talk about, and we're going to go to another phone call, the idea that this is an active breaking of the law, that you know this, as well as other priests.
I know that, Phil, and I also know something else. That there is God's law, and that as a Catholic priest, and I think you and your callers, you've been a bit remiss in keeping this in mind, that as a Catholic priest, I am a conduit from God unto his flock. And there is no authority except God. And God wants me to tie these illegal immigrants, and if they don't pay me, you know what for. Now, it sounds harsh. It sounds tough. It's a tough world. We've all got to get it in pitch. I don't know if you saw any of the ball games this past weekend. It's like those Green Bay. Get in and pitch, until finally you've got the win. You push the ball over the goal line and you've won.
That's fine, Father. It sounds like you're Newt Rockne, you know.
And you're very smart and I heard you call me a douchebag. I heard what you said.
I never, ever, ever used any such language. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Melinda in San Antonio listening on KRPT. Go ahead, Melinda. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, Father. Isn't it God's law? Thou shalt not steal and thou shalt not lie. They are stealing the right to be in this great country by coming here illegally, and they are lying by being here in this great country illegally.
Sometimes you have to lie. Sometimes you have to lie to do a greater good. If I was hiding a Jew in World War II and they asked me, do you have Jews, I'd say no. That would be a lie, but I'd be saving a man. And so is the same with the illegal Mexican. He's not going to die, but he could be sent back to Mexico and be working in his brother's detailing shop, some dump. You know what I mean?
That's where he should be then, because he can't come here legally. I have no problem with people coming here legally. They need to do it.
Your argument about lying, I blew that out of the water. Would you agree with that?
No, sir, because they're lying.
What? Well, yes, but I just told you where lying's good.
If a person will lie, they will do anything. They'll cheat, they'll steal, they'll do anything. That's why we have the Ten Commandments.
So you don't think there's a time when a lie is a good thing?
No, sir.
Even to save a life?
No, sir.
Yeah. See? I got you on that one. Gotcha.
No, sir.
What are you doing, man? I'm going to ask you some questions. Number one, are you taking money from these illegal immigrants so they can stay in America?
Well, get a load of you. What are you, Jack Webb? You know...
No, I'm not Jack... Are you taking money from people so they can stay in this country?
I'm taking money from people so that we can keep the water and the lights on. You know what that is, right? Melinda, you know what that is. If I don't get donations for this parish, we don't have flushing toilets, we don't have lights, and we don't have a church. And this church has stood here
If I belonged to a parish that was protecting an illegal alien, I would change parishes. I wouldn't stay with that parish because to me, that's stealing.
Well, where are you going to go? You're going to drive across town to another church?
To another parish.
You're going to drive all the way across town to another parish?
Yes,
sir,
I would.
Because I'm trying to help, because I'm getting donations so that we can make our church beautiful and donate money.
It's not a donation. You're taking money from them to commit an illegal act.
Right. To be in America illegally, okay? And when you say God, you know, when you say that Jesus said render unto God, he also said render unto Caesar, which means don't go out and break the law.
No. That's not what that means. It means pay your taxes. Because they asked him.
Well, they don't pay taxes.
They do pay taxes. Yes, they do.
I worked in a factory, and they were sharing Social Security numbers. That's how they got busted. There were five of them.
Did you turn them in? Why didn't you turn them in? Why did the federal have to turn them in?
INS came in and wiped them out. They took them back.
Everybody's got their hands dirty.
Phil Hendry.
877-876-KILL. I'm part of the border.